Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about the current state of Apple's Siri and its delayed AI features. Let's dive in.
I'm all ears. It seems like Apple's been in hot water with Siri lately. What's the main scoop?
Well, according to Bloomberg, there was a rather revealing all-hands meeting of the Siri team, and it sounds like things are tense, to say the least. Robbie Walker, the senior director overseeing Siri, called the delay of the promised AI features an ugly situation. He even acknowledged the burnout and frustration among the team, which, let's be honest, is totally understandable.
Wow, ugly is a strong word. So what's the timeline looking like now? Will these features even make it into iOS 19?
That's the million-dollar question. Walker admitted it's not a guarantee. Apparently, other projects within Apple are taking priority, which further complicates things.
I see. Interesting. So what were these groundbreaking features that were promised anyway?
According to the report, features like Siri, understanding personal context, and reacting to what's on the user's screen were touted, but they weren't even close to ready. And get this, the marketing team apparently wanted to highlight these half-baked features regardless. Can you believe it?
No way. That seems like a recipe for disaster. Did they really try to push features that weren't functional?
It appears so. Walker admitted that these premature announcements created unrealistic expectations. Apple even had to pull an iPhone 16 ad and add disclaimers to their website. It's a bit of a mess.
A mess is putting it mildly. So how is Apple responding to all this criticism?
Publicly, they've only said the features are taking longer than expected. But internally, Walker told the Siri team that bigwigs like Craig Federighi and John Gianandrea are taking intense personal accountability. It sounds like the pressure is on.
Got it. It must be frustrating for Apple. They are under so much pressure from their competitors.
Absolutely. Walker also acknowledged that customers want a more well-rounded Siri experience, not just flashy new features. They're aiming to ship these features, and more, as soon as they're ready, but he didn't commit to a specific date.
So basically they're saying, we messed up, but we're working on it.
Essentially, yes. Walker did praise the team's work so far, calling it incredibly impressive. He even took a jab at competitors, implying they might have launched similar features in a worse state. A little shade, perhaps?
Interesting. A little defensive, maybe? It does sound like they are between a rock and a hard place. They're trying to keep up with the competition in the AI space while also ensuring quality, but the delays are not helping their image.
Exactly. They're damned if they do, damned if they don't. This whole situation highlights the challenges of developing cutting-edge AI and the pressure to keep up in a fast-paced tech world. Apple clearly wants to get this right, but it seems they stumbled along the way. We'll just have to wait and see how this all plays out. Thanks for joining us for this discussion, everyone. See you next time.
Goodbye.